The non-discrimination ordinance would protect residents and workers within the city of St. Joseph from discrimination based on their actual or perceived sexual orientation or gender identity. That's something that Michigan's Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act does not do.
If the state legislature can't provide for us, we will provide for us.
That's Mary Jo Schnell, the director of Out Center, an LGBTQ advocacy and community group in Benton Harbor. St. Joe is not the first municipality in Michigan to have such an ordinance. There are more than 40, but it's the first in Southwest Michigan. These ordinances don't cover everything. Laura Goose is a commissioner in St. Joe and one of the champions of the ordinance.
On the cons list, we know that it doesn't protect people outside of our city limits.
But Schnell says the ordinance is a big step.
I think the majority of people, if not 100% of the not only LGBT community, but their families and their allies and friends, it means the world to them.
Schnell and Goose say they've only gotten positive feedback and are confident it will pass. If the ordinance passes on second reading, it will go into effect in 10 days on March 21st. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.